The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tainis Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara talks about the Kedusha Sachag of Chag HaShavuos. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Tov Tzadik Daled, says, B'leil Shavuos, Ein Mekachin Alakois Atzei Sakechovim, Niksif Tmimus Tiyena. Magen Avraham brings from the Emek Broch and the Masas Binyamin that Kiddush Leil Shavuos should not be until Tzei Kechavim. The Taz goes a step further and says that Ma'ariv also should not be before Tzei Kechavim, and that's how the Mishabur brings. However, the Magen Avraham is mashma that it's only Kiddush and the Suda, not Ma'ariv. And the Emek Broch, which is the Makar of the Magen Avraham, says that very clearly. The question is why? What should be the difference between Kiddush and Ma'ariv? Now, the Iker Halacha here that Emek Broch is saying, he explains that since it says by Sviri Sheva Shabasa is Tamimus Tiyano, if a person would be Makabel Shavuos early, so then he's missing from the Yimei Sviri. That's what the Emek Broch says. Okay, so we need to understand why is that true? How is that a Chasaran in Sviri? L'chayr, he was Makayim the Mitzvah Sviri the night before when he counted, and he said it's 49 days in Omer. What does it mean that he's missing in Sviri now? And it's before in the Emek Bracha that it's not the pshat that it's a chasaran in Chag HaShavuos. Shavuos is perfectly fine if you start it early. The problem is in Yimei HaSfira. So how do we understand that? Also, it doesn't say anywhere in the Paiskim that you cannot be Madlik Neiris early before Tzetzik HaChavim. Even though you could do it at night, you could bench Lichlan Yantzav at night as long as it's not Shabbos, which the first day of Shavuos can't be Shabbos anyway. And that it doesn't say anywhere. It actually does say it in the Luach Eretz Yisrael from Rav Tikhachinsky, but that's his chiddush. It doesn't say it in the Paiskim. The question is, why not? Okay. Another question we have is that the Marshal says in the Tshuva in Siman Samaches, and it's brought in the Taz in Hilchos Sukkah, Tafresh Samaches, that Shmini Atzeres, you should not make kiddush until Tzeis HaKechavim. Why? Because it's still, if it's before Tzeis HaKechavim, it's still Sukkahs. So if it's still Sukkahs, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Not only you have to eat in the Sukkah, you have to make a bracha Leishit Basukkah. But since it's Shmini Atzeres, you cannot say Leishav HaSukkah. So therefore he says, you should not eat in the Sukkah, and you should not eat until Tzeis HaKechavim. Now what do we see here in the Mashal? We see in the Mashal that we don't say that since I was Mekabel Shmini Atzeres, Sukkahs is over. Why didn't you just say that? You're Mekabel Shmini Atzeres, and therefore, so now Sukkahs is over, now it's Shmini Atzeres. Right, you might even say that it's a double pashut, because just like if somebody makes Havdalah on Shabbos before the Zman, which the Gemara says you're allowed to do. So of course we don't say Shabbos is over, it's just you Mekayin the Mitzvah of Havdalah. Okay, but over here you might say it's a bigger Chiddush, like the Takam of War in the Taz, because over here it's not just a question of Havdalah, here you are Mekabel the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres. By Havdalah, you're not Mekabel the Kedusha of Chol, you're just being Mabdal from Kedusha Shabbos, so you can't get rid of that early. But Shmini Atzeres, you might say that Al Yidei, the Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres, so now you made it not be Sukkos anymore. Okay, but the Mashal, you see now, the Mashal is saying that right now it's going to be Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. And therefore you have a problem what to do with the Bracha. Okay, so given that, we now have a question on the Magen Avraham, and on the Emek Bracha, on this whole Derech. Because what are we saying? That if you Mekabel Shavuos, so it's not Yimei HaSfira anymore. Why is that true? Let it be both. It's still Yimei HaSfira, and it's Chag HaShavuos. So I'm still holding in the Yimei HaSfira, and I also have the Kedusha of Shavuos. Just like the Marshal is saying, I could have Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. That's the question over here. Okay, so I think the pshat in the Emek Brach and the Magen Avraham is like this. That, going back to the question we asked before, that Sfira would seemingly be something that one does at the beginning of the night. What does it have to do the next day, the end of the day? What does it have to do with Sfira? So obviously the pshat is that Sfira is a halacha that the day should be muchzik v'oimid as a suffer, as a yom suffer, that this day is counted. How do you make this day be counted? By two things. Number one, by doing the Maisa Sphere at the beginning of the Yom, at the beginning of the Laila. And secondly, by not being Mafkia that Sphere. In other words, there's a Stam of the Milsa that Kalois Aldas Rishayna Isa, that since you did a Maisa Sphere at the beginning, the whole day remains Safar Vikai. Dugmal Adavar, very similar concept you find by Shivanakim, by Azav and Azava. What do you have to do? You have to make a Bedika, but it's not just a Bedika. You also have to have Bedas, that the whole day is Safar. So, without getting into the pratidinim over here of Hesach Hadas, but the idea is the same, that the entire day is Sofer V'Koi Al Yidei, the sphere that he made at the beginning of the day. Now, when does that Svira expire? When is it over? It's over when he moves on to the next day. So the next night, or when the day is over, whichever comes first. So usually the day is over, and then if it says a kachavim, the following night he counts the next day. Okay, so now that Svira is paka. But there's a way to be mafkid on that day itself. If he declares that the day is over, that the Svira is over, how does he do that? That's Chag HaShavuos, because Chag HaShavuos is the Chag that comes after the Mem Tesi Meha Svira. That's what the Emek Bracha says, that if it's Shavuos, it's not Svira. If it's Svira, it's not Shavuos. Because the two are connected in such a way that when one ends, the other begins. And it's not possible for it to be both. Because the Metzius of Shavuos is that it comes after Meha Svira. As opposed to by Sukkos, the Nidin is not his Das, where he's holding. The Nidin is, what is it? Okay, so if you makabel Shmini Atzeres early, it's still Sukkos, but it's also Shmini Atzeres. Over here, it's not a question of which Kedusha there is. Over here, Svir Sayim is not a question of Kedusha, it's a question of his Das. And Al Yidei Kabbalah Chag HaShavuos, he's being mafkia his Das of holding in Svir Sayim. That's the problem. Therefore, Zok the Emek Bracha and the Magen Avraham, that as long as he doesn't make Kiddush, it's not going to be a Hafka. Why? He daven Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is a Kabbalah. Ma'ariv is a Kabbalah Shabbos or Kabbalah Yom Tov. Even Baruch Hu is, certainly Shemoneh Esrei is. The Torah says, yeah, it is a Kabbalah, and it is Chag HaShavuos. And if he does a Malacha, he's Chayav from Malacha on Yom Tov. However, by the mere fact that he's waiting with Kiddush, so he's saying, I'm not being Mesiyach Das and Gansen from Svira. I'm still waiting, I'm still holding out. That's enough to make that he's still holding in Yimei HaSvira. It's Taka Chiddush, but it seems that that's what he's saying. Lufizeh should come out, unless somebody wants to make Kiddush Mebayid Yoyim, and have a Ma'ariv later Bizman, on B'leil Shavuos. But that would also be fine. It's not the Afka Halacha in Kiddush. It's a Halacha that you can't be Mekabel the Kiddush of the Gamri until Tzeisek HaChavim. So you could do one thing and not the other. So Memele, you could bench Lich by day, you could make Kiddush by day, you could have it, you could do whatever you want, as long as you leave one thing, either Kiddush or Tefillah, for the night. This is all according to the Shita of the Marshal. But the Taz over there by Shmini Atzeres holds that it's mutter to eat Shmini Atzeres by doing without a bracha, because Yitaka says, like the Sfar we mentioned before, that Al Yidei Shmini Atzeres it's Taka Mafkia the Kedusha of Sukkos. And Yitaka finds this machlekes elsewhere also in the end of Resh Tzadik Aleph. The Taz brings from the Marshal that if somebody makes early Shabbos, he has to eat through the Shabbos b'layla. It means he has to leave at least part of a Suda for the layla, because I is passed. And the Taz argues, the Taz says you can be Mekayim by Yom. Why? Because the Taz L'Shitase holds that Al Yidei being Mekabel the new Kedusha, it's completely that new Kedusha. So if you Mekabel Shabbos early, it's completely Shabbos. You can be Mekayim all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. You can be Mekayim through the Shabbos. So Memela, getting back to the Taz over here, the Taz holds that Al Yidei Kabbalah of Shavuos, that's Taka a bit of the previous Kedusha. So therefore, he holds you can't even daven the Baidyam, you can't do anything. L'chayrit should come out even Hadlakas Neiris, which would, of course, lead us to the Kasha. How come nobody said it until the L'chayrit stroll? And I don't have an answer for that. But I'll call upon him, the Magen Avraham and the Taz holds Shitasim, because the Taz holds that the Kabbalah is completely Chal. But the Magen Avraham and Reish Samach Zayin, Sevkan Aleph, brings the Shalah that you do have to eat through the Shabbos Belayla, like we said from the Mashal. So L'chayra, everything works in Shitasam. The Magen Avraham is like the Shalah. The Shalah is like his father, the Emek Bracha. That idea, the Kabbalah, it's not a complete Kedusha, and that's why by Shavuos it comes out of Kula, by Shabbos it comes out of Chumra, and the Taz is just opposite. Now, this whole halacha that the Magen Avraham and the Taz are saying of Tamimais, this whole halacha is only the first night of Shavuos. This doesn't pass at all the second night. Why? Because the second night is no Sfira. Meaning we don't count Sveika the Yayma in Sfira Saimer. For whatever reason, the Rishonim, Baal Amar, and the other Rishonim, then the Pesachim discuss why. But the bottom line is, we do not. There is no Din of Sveika Diyayma in Sfira. There is, however, Din of Sveika Diyayma in Shavuos. So the second night of Shavuos, L'Chayrit is no problem to be Mekabalat early, like any other Yantif. That's as far as the Magen Avraham. However, the Netziv, HaMikdover, on that Pasuk, across in Be'etzem Ayim Hazeh, the Krakoida, she says that there's a Minig Yisrael not to be Mekabal Shavuos early. And he says the reason is not because of Tamimah. He has a kasha on that reason. He says a different reason. He says because the Pasuk says, Ukrasim Be'etzem Ayim Hazeh. Etzem Ayim Hazeh means that it has to be on the Yom itself and not in Tesefes Yom Tov. Now, according to him, L'Chayr, there's no chilah between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. That's a nafkamina that comes out according to the Nesiv. Another nafkamina is that somebody who's not counting Sfiras HaOmer, let's say Noshim, or Stamazay, any person who, for whatever reason, was not able to count Sfiras HaOmer. L'chayra, there's no reason why he came to Mekabel Shavuos early. He doesn't have Sfiras HaOmer anyway. So there is no Tamimus. There's no Shavuos Shavuos B'chlal. What does the Pasuk talk about Tamimus? That's all according to the Paiskim, but according to the Nesiv, it's a halacha in the etzem chag ha-shavuos. It's nothing to do with sfira. So then, even regardless of sfira, or even noshim who are not counting, should also cannot make yontif early.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.